respected chair, excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. It gives me great pleasure and honor to address in the 14th session of the FAO conference on the theme, The State of Food and Agriculture, Climate Change, Agriculture and Food Security, representing the Ministry of Agriculture Development from Government of Nepal. First of all, let me extend my sincere gratitude and appreciation to FAO Rome, Italy, for the warm hospitality and support accorded to my delegation that has enabled our participation to discuss on the theme of the conference. The climate change and its effect on agriculture production, food and nutrition security are intertwined and enduring issues in the developing countries, particularly in South Asian countries and more pronounced in Nepal. This conference is more relevant to building resilience to climate change and agriculture and leading to improving food and nutrition security in those countries where agriculture is the major endowment for the economic development. Indeed, climate change threatens agriculture and food security for the low-income smallholder farmers are at risk. The main induced changes in the environment have intensified the risk of climate-dependent crop production over the last decades. The trend and pattern of rainfall has been highly uncertain as most of our cropland is rain-fed, and these changes are causing serious threat to the agro-ecosystem services and thereby the food security. This has been an emerging issue and challenges to be able to adapt and mitigate climate change effects on agriculture. Nepal is a least developing country based economy with smallholder farmers and adopted integrated farming practices. Such agriculture system gives more advantage for improving food and nutrition security. In order to achieve zero hunger goal of sustainable development goal, the government of Nepal have been implementing agriculture development strategy, zero hunger challenge, national action plan, Food and Nutrition Security Plan of Action of Nepal and Multi-Sector Nutrition Plan. As a result, the trend of malnutrition has been decreasing and the food and nutrition situation has been improving in the country. In this prestigious conference, I would like to focus on major challenges on zero hunger goal. They are research and development in agriculture system, transformation of subsistence agriculture into commercialization and making it competitiveness, climate resilience to agriculture and ecosystem services, including plant pollination, natural control, decomposition and symbiosis services. Enhance the economic of scale of smallholders, optimizing and efficiency in agriculture input, output and marketing, value chain management of the major agriculture commodities. Global partnership and commitment at all the levels such as international, national, local, private, NGOs, INGOs and civil societies. I hope this conference will be able to guide policies in climate change, food security and nutrition, rural development and emphasize the need for international support to developing countries to design and implement integrated policies that address agriculture and climate change. In addition, the conference will be a milestone to address the sustainable development goal, especially in the objective number one in achieving the targets of zero hunger by 2030. In conclusion, I would like to extend my sincere thanks once again to FAO for this opportunity and accomplish my remarks with best wishes for the success of this conference, which will be helpful to develop policy and impact pathways in the sector of agriculture and food security in relation to climate change in Nepal. Thank you. Thank you all.